to the RiceCast, where students have a voice.
Yay!
My name is Trinity, and I'm filling in for Mr. Termers. Big news, upcoming holidays. This month, November 12th, Veterans Day. November 22nd and 23rd, no school, Thanksgiving. Yay! Enjoy the podcast!
Hello, Rice Rockets. My name's Genesis, and I'm here to talk about Veterans Day. I think this is very important to remind you guys because think about all those soldiers that fought for us and our country. So when you have a chance, take a moment of silence for them.
Hi, my name is Vivian. I'm going to share a poem about Veterans Day by Cheryl Dyson. On Veterans Day, we honor all who answer to a service call. Soldiers young and soldiers old fought for freedom brave and bold. Some have lived while others died, and all of them deserve our pride. We are proud of all soldiers who kept thinking of red, white, and blue. They fought for us and our rights. They fought through many days and nights. And though we may not know each name, we thank all veterans just the same. Thank you for all our veterans.
Rice Rockets, it's time for that musical moment with Phoebe, Melissa, and Joey. Take it away, ladies.
Seeing is believing. That's what most people swear. But look into your heart and find the hidden wonders there. For no matter your friends may say, elves to land, reindeer play, where gift-wrapped dreams come true on Christmas Day. Yes, dear friends, there is a Santa Claus. He's as real as hope and love. Look around and you'll find Santa Claus in the boundless world I'm dreaming of. Even though you may not see him on his sleigh on Christmas Eve, yes, dear friends, there is a Santa Claus. It's true if you believe.
Kelly the Cooking Queen. Today I will be telling you how to make strawberry tart. First are the ingredients. Butter for greasing, 1 sheet of frozen puff pastry unfrozen, 1/2 cup of strawberry sliced, 1/2 teaspoon plus 1 teaspoon of granulated sugar divided, 1 cup of whipping cream, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, powdered sugar, and now for the directions. Preheat your oven to 350 Fahrenheit. Place your puff pastries on a baking sheet that has been greased with butter. Neatly arrange the strawberries over puff pastry, leaving an inch of crust around the edges. Dust with 1/2 teaspoon of granulated sugar. Bake the tart for about 15 or 20 minutes or until the crust begins to turn golden brown and juices from the strawberries begin to seep out. While the tart is baking in the bowl of a stand mixer or just a large bowl, if you are using a hand mixer, add whipping cream, vanilla, and 2 teaspoons of granulated sugar. Whisk until stiff and peaks begin to form. Remove tart from the oven and dust with powdered sugar while still hot. Slice up and serve with a dollop of whipped cream. Hope you enjoy this recipe and come back next week for another recipe.
Ice Rockets, my name is Jaylene, and I'm the interviewer from Pet Talk. And I want to tell all the listeners that you can be on Pet Talk. You just need to get a waiver from Ms. Ventura. Make sure you get that waiver signed, and we can get you on Pet Talk. So make sure you have a pet that you want to talk about. I hope I see you next week for more Pet Talk.
Hello, Rice Rockets. It's me, Trinity, and I'm here to talk to you about student safety rules. Because I was in an accident like 6 weeks ago with my dad, and guess what? It was not fun. But good thing I was safe and I had my seatbelt on. So if you're ever in a car, make sure to have your seatbelt on and tell your parents to drive safely. Join me next week for more safety rules. And remember to have your seatbelt on at all times. Hi, I'm Kimberly. Welcome to Kimberly's Laugh Attack. I'm Kimberly and I'm here to share some jokes with you. What do you get if you cross poison ivy with a black cat? A rash of bad luck. What do you get if you cross a dentist and a boat? The tooth fairy. What do you get if you cross a bird's beak with a socket? An electric bill. Come back next time for more jokes. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. Join us next week for more podcasts.